You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today we're joined by Millsaps head coach Tim Lines. And coach, thanks for taking time out of your always busy schedule to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you guys at the SCAC office, and also just the energy y'all get with this. It's appreciative of the players, the student athletes, and the, their fans, family, and friends that follow them. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Coach, talk to us about how the preseason part of preseason practice and practice in general as the majors are gearing up to open up the season here this coming week.
Yes, it's we start on the first day, November 15th, and we're looking forward to that. You practice the 20 or so opportunities. Let's say that you get or take during that time is it's certainly enough, I think, in as far as the preparation, and our guys are always eager for that first game, and they're tired of necessarily seeing the same guys in practice, their teammates, and they're ready to get going with the season. I guess as the older I get, I'm right with them. I'm ready for games to begin also.
Coach, the majors are coming off a 10-15 season from a year ago. What sort of things in practice have you focused on as you look to improve upon that and hopefully earn an appearance in Birmingham for the postseason tournament this year?
Yeah, we struggled in the conference season, and we're not in the top four on the West Division last year. We were one game away. Hendricks did a great job finishing up, coming down the stretch, and had a very good win at Austin to put them in the tournament, and they deserved it. And this year, certainly, that's a goal of the players, the seniors and juniors that are in our program, that when you don't get to experience that, and then you know you're not playing with the top eight teams and playing for a championship, that certainly is disheartening. But hopefully, and I think it took place, that our guys worked. We talk about players and games being won in the off season through work as far as strength and conditioning, and then also with their basketball skill level. So that's certainly something that we talked about, and it's solid group as far as the leadership goes, and then specifically in the practice, we've been trying to get certainly more consistency in our post play, and being able to get some scoring punch from the inside and from our front court.
You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today we're joined by Millsaps head coach Tim Wise. Coach, you touched on a little bit on the Western Division, but now with the University of Dallas coming aboard, they actually will join the West, and that results in Millsaps moving on into the East. Talk a little bit about what that means to you as a coach, knowing that the teams in the East that you generally only play once a year, unless it's in the postseason. Talk a little bit about that adjustment that you have to make as a coach, knowing you have some teams that you're not as familiar with, knowing you're playing them twice this season.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think the first point for us and for our guys, and it's certainly nothing that can happen. I know our seniors, obviously, it's their last year, but the one thing the one factor was that when you move from the West, and last year we had 7 at home and 9 on the road, we're going to get, and it alternates, we're going to get 7 at home and 9 on the road again. And so that's a little tough, but that's part of it. And so the scheduling doesn't necessarily fit us from that aspect, but it's something we're going to deal with, and not anybody's going to be feeling sorry for us. So we understand that, and certainly don't use that as an excuse or dwell on it. But the other part of that is there's great balance on both sides of the conference, the West side. And last year you had the conference player of the year and Nick Rose in Colorado on the West, and Trinity and Austin and Hendricks, Southwestern, good balance there, and certainly exceptional players on each of those teams. And then on the East side, it's on them. We battled with them when we were playing everybody twice. And so we would play them twice during the year, and then Birmingham Southern certainly has exceptional talent. But Rhodes and Swanee and Oglethorpe, all those teams are very strong and very capable. And the new guys on that side, and Mike DeGeorge at Rhodes, does an outstanding job in all aspects in recruiting and then also developing his players on the court, and Bubba at Swanee. So, and again, Oglethorpe is always in the mix and is very, very competitive. So the east side is strong, but I'd still say, again, the conference overall had great balance on either side, and that makes it where you don't tip one way or the other there.
Coach, last question for you. What are going to be just a couple of keys for the majors as you look to secure that SCAC postseason bid this season?
Yeah, we've got to find ways and put our guys in better situations to score. Defensively, we were solid at times and certainly stretches. I thought we were solid defensively and rebounding. We lost a good guard rebounder in L.V. Sumler. And so rebounding is a point of emphasis for us this year, but really offensive execution and us as coaches, Coach Rogan and I, finding ways that we can put our guys in the best situations to score, and, of course, developing them from an individual standpoint, but also from a team aspect. And that's a strong emphasis for us. And again, always taking good shots with that and taking care of the basketball and, again, providing solid team defense. Those are certainly things that I think if you can get better and work throughout the year, and we try to eliminate those things that help us lose. And if you don't do those three things well, I think you're not looking good if you can't accomplish those three things.
Head coach Tim Mines of the Millsaps Majors and the rest of his team open up the season November 15th on the road against Pensacola Christian as they continue on the road then that weekend against in Atlanta, and then open up their home portion of the schedule the following week. Coach, best of luck throughout the season, and thanks for taking time to join us today.
Again.